Good evening. Thank you so much for joining us for the 18 Hours Bulletin. A coalition of civil society organizations, CSOs, has called for a complete overhaul of Zambia's tax regime, urging government to adopt a system that is progressive, fair, and grounded in human rights principles. The coalition, which includes Action Aid Zambia, Caritas Zambia, the Civil Society for Poverty Reduction, the CSO Debt Alliance, and other advocacy groups, argues that the current tax framework places a disproportionate burden on ordinary citizens, while wealthy corporations and multinationals benefit from generous incentives and contribute less than their fair share. Speaking during a media briefing, Action Aid Zambia country director Fides Tembatemba has emphasized the urgent need for progressive tax reforms and robust measures to curb illicit financial flows, which continue to drain national resources.
We are calling for alternative financing approaches that can work for Zambia. We're calling for progressive tax reform, measures to curb illicit financial flows, enhance gender responsive budgeting, and investments that protect our people and planet. We also believe that civic engagement and accountable governance are essential to making these solutions work for Zambia. We're also pushing back against the limitations of global financial structures that have long constrained our progress.
And Youth for Climate Justice Program lead Valepi Banda has noted that Zambia can no longer afford a tax structure that prioritizes multinationals at the expense of its own people. Meanwhile, CSPR Executive Director Isabel Mukelevai has affirmed the consortium's willingness to work with government in finding sustainable and inclusive solutions aimed at creating a tax system that serves the needs of all Zambians.
We remain very open as civil society to work together with the government and other stakeholders to provide the relevant information that may be required for us to take this agenda forward. I think throughout this year, our messaging on financing for development is very clear. As you know, the SDG agenda is very important for a national development framework. But also because for Zambia, we are also going into the last leg of implementing our national development plan. So it's very important that this conversation helps us to think around the development targets that we have and also to sustain beyond this meeting the importance of just keeping each other accountable.
The opposition United National Independence Party, UNIP, has called on the family of the late President Edgar Lungu and the Patriotic Front leadership to allow government to play its rightful role in according the former head of state a dignified and befitting burial. Speaking in an interview with Hot FM News, UNIP spokesperson Reverend Andrew Mwima has emphasized the need for unity and mutual respect during this period of national mourning, urging all parties to avoid unnecessary conflict for actions that could bring dishonor to former President Lungu's legacy.
This is the time to reflect and also remember the former head of state and honor him by making sure that we hold hands together. And also, like with PF and the leadership there, even the family, I think we know it's a very difficult and trying moment, but I think they should also show magnanimous and give government an opportunity also to do their part, because we should not forget he was the former head of state and is a statesman, so he needs to be given a befitting burial. We don't need unnecessary fighting.
And Minister of Information and Media Cornelius Mwitwa has assured the nation that government will do everything possible to ensure that the late 6th Republican President Edgar Lungu receives a dignified and respectful send-off befitting his status as a former head of state in line with President Hakainde Hichilema's directive. Speaking during a press briefing in Nairobi, Kenya, Mr. Mwitwa has emphasized that while former President Lungu had strong political affiliations, he belonged to all Zambians and should be mourned as a national figure.
And as government, we remain resolute and firm that we shall do everything possible to ensure that we do facilitate and participate and give a was a Zambian, and he was a Zambian president. So he belongs to all of us. But we respect, of course, that family takes precedence.
Meanwhile, Patriotic Front Secretary General Rafael Nakachinda has called for a peaceful and respectful mourning period for the late former president, emphasizing unity across political divides. Speaking to mourners gathered at the PF Secretariat, Mr. Nakachinda said both the PF and Donse Alliance members are committed to honoring the late president's legacy in a calm and dignified manner.
Prophets of doom who are hoping that Pantala Piakina Vatisha, Dimitwara Sarangana. I want to assure you, the Secretary General, so that we will remain united.
Yeah.
We will not announce attempts based on trivial considerations, petty considerations, or unquenchable appetite for opposition to divide the party and to divide Tonse.
Yeah.
Let us all align and go by the unifying spirit of Edgar Chagwa
Lungu. Police in Lusaka have launched investigations into a suspected murder case involving a 37-year-old man identified as Mabin Mulie, who took his girlfriend's lifeless body to the university teaching hospital, claiming she had died after ingesting insecticide. According to police spokesperson Ray Hamonga, the incident was reported on 10th June 2025 at 23:30 hours at Maxwell Sibongo Police Post by Constable Mufune of UTH Police Post on behalf of the state. Mr. Hamonga said the suspect, Mr. Mulie of Kamwala South, transported the body of the deceased, identified as Sipiwe Nyerenda, to UTH, stating she had ingested a poisonous insecticide. He said, however, police officers at UTH Police Post were not satisfied with the explanation and directed that the matter be formally reported to Kabwata Police through the Maxwell Sibongo Post. Mr. Hamonga said preliminary investigations revealed that Mr. Mulie and the deceased had known each other for only 6 days and were already cohabiting, despite him not knowing her address or relatives, and that he claimed to have bought insecticide for a cockroach infestation before finding her foaming at the mouth after she asked for water. Mr. Hamonga said the police recovered a bottle of insecticide at the scene, and a physical inspection of the body revealed no visible injuries, while the body has been taken to UTH mortuary for post-mortem and identification. He said Mr. Mulie has since been detained in police custody for murder as investigations continue.
Preliminary facts indicate that the deceased and the suspect had only known each other for 6 days and had begun cohabiting. The suspect stated that he did not know her place of residence nor any of her relatives. He further reveals that he had purchased the named insecticide for fumigation due to the cockroach infestation in his house. The suspect alleged that yesterday around 20 hours, the deceased asked for water, and upon his return from fetching it outside the house, he found her with white foam coming from her mouth. Police visited the scene and discovered the bottle of the named insecticide inside the house.
Water Development and Sanitation Minister Collins Nzovu has underscored the urgent need to establish an effective and comprehensive database to identify priority areas and key hydrogeological zones as part of broader efforts to improve water resource management and protect watersheds across the country. Speaking during a courtesy call by World Bank Regional Practice Director for Sustainable Development and Climate Change, Anna Wellenstein, Mr. Nzovu has emphasized that robust data systems are essential for sustainable water development and informed decision-making. He has noted that strengthening database infrastructure will also support efforts to safeguard Zambia's watersheds, which are critical for water security and climate resilience.